Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to share with his people. Today, the Lord put on my heart to talk about understanding. In the Bible, there was very few people who understood. The other day, I talked about how there were two people looking for Jesus to come as a Savior. One was Simon and the widow woman who was married 7 years, and she stayed in the temple. She had revelation that the Savior was coming. And others knew that Jesus would come, but they didn't know his mission. Even his disciples, when he told them, they didn't believe it. They didn't comprehend it or understand it. But when he mentioned that he would die, and he gave them instructions, and they didn't understand. They didn't have a reference for it. You can study this in St. John chapters 14 through 18 or 17. And he gave them clear instructions, but once he died, then they had that to fall back on. That's all they had until the Holy Spirit came and guided them into all truth. Then in Acts chapter 2, we see Peter saying, "This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. When the Holy Spirit was given, people spoke in unknown tongues, and they spoke in other languages too, and prophesied even. And he said, this is that which was prophesied by Joel, the prophet Joel." So when we to understand and comprehend God, it's easy when you receive more information. Allow the Word of God to minister to you when you read it. Some people read it to prove points. Some people read it to see what God is talking about. They're curious. But when you have faith in what you're reading, it's a big difference. It helps you to form knowledge, real knowledge that you can use. It helps you to grow and develop. When that's in place, you can grow perfectly. All the information, sometimes it's not what you were used to. With God, you can't hold God down to the restrictions of man. When people do that, they'll never understand properly. When you look at the big picture of what happened, then everything that God is doing will make more sense to you. It's spiritually discerned. God is solving spiritual problems, and we're caught up in the middle of it. And the fact that we don't know what all happened and why, that's why we live by our faith. Faith looks to God. We depend on him for his word. When he gives us his word, faith is our faith in his word. Our faith comes from his word. And when we have faith, we overcome every aspect of the world. See, you have to learn how God's system of order operates. God gives us his peace within. We don't need anything to complete us after that. We're complete in Jesus Christ. We don't need a marriage to complete us. We don't need a family to complete us. We don't need a job to complete us. We need a job to make money and pay our way through life and take care of our children, to be resourceful. We need a job to be resourceful. We need a work situation. Not even a job, but you can have your own business. But whatever your work situation is, God can bless it. And you have to understand, you know, as you grow in life, you'll see how things work together. Every word of God that you have faith in, you're giving the Holy Spirit something to help put the pieces together for you. When you study God's word and receive it in your heart, that's what the Lord will use to enlighten you to more of God's word. Even the things that seem strange, things you wonder about. You know, there are scriptures that have pulled some men from the beginning. You know, God said, be fruitful. He told Adam, be fruitful, multiply, refill the earth, or replenish the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over it. Wait a minute, let's back up to that third one. Refill the earth. If God had just made the planet and then made man, why would he say refill the earth? But when you back up a little further, God said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then it said in verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Something had happened, because after that, everything God did was good. But why would it be void and desolate? What happened to it? And then God told Adam to refill the earth. Something did happen to the earth. And men have only been on the planet about 6,000 years. But the earth is very, very old. And see, when you try to tie that God down to 6,000 years, and the earth is only 6,000 years, theologians have taught these things. But without the revelation of God, theologians are almost always wrong in their ways. If you study the word, you have to let the word say what it's saying. You have to have faith in what God has revealed, not what people think is true. You have to get a firmer understanding of what it is God wants to do and why he said. Everything he said made sense. Everything he said, he had a reason for doing it. People have false concepts of Jesus. The only way to have perfect concepts of Jesus is to study what Jesus said and do what Jesus said for you to do. See, there are things attached. When you do what Jesus said do, you introduce faith in his kingdom. And you will be rewarded for faith, every faithful work, act, and act of love, you will be rewarded for it. Because you're putting things in motion that help people live. And sometimes if you're involved with getting a person saved, and they go on and follow God, you're going to be rewarded for the increase that they delivered. You know, Perry Stone talked about a man. He got saved and did one thing right. He led a great man of God to the Lord, but then he went wild. He just did all kind of stuff he shouldn't have been doing. And he got reunited with the Lord, and he went to heaven. And I remember him talking about it. And I think he had a dream or a vision about the guy. But he had done one thing right his whole life, and everything else was just about a disaster. But God is so merciful, he'll forgive you for being, you know, even when people are foolish, he'll forgive them. And sometimes that's puzzling. Why would God forgive people? That's just crazy. Well, people, God loves us. And if you did things that you're ashamed of or should be ashamed of, and you ask Jesus to save you, God is, he's going to save you. He died for you. He paid the cost for you. You can't go to heaven any kind of way. That's a myth. That's something that people teach to fill up churches. And sometimes they believe it, but it's not true. And a lot of a lot of people, they live how they want to and kind of put God on the back burner. Then they die out of bounds. And when they fall on into hell, they mad at the people that taught them wrong. But when people tried to teach them right and God sent people to warn them right, they didn't want to listen because they started loving the world. This is why you can't overlook the scriptures that say love not the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. You can't trust those things. This is why God put the two trees in the garden. In the middle of it, where in plain sight. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents everything you got to avoid, starting with sin. Everything you got to reject. Don't you know, son, there are so many things you got to reject. If you get married, you got to reject every woman God made beside your wife. If you want to live for God. They're off the menu. And it's possible to get married and meet somebody more compatible. But you got to reject them. You can't divorce your wife and marry somebody that's more compatible. So the wisdom is, don't hold long conversations with women after you've gotten married, if you're a man, or men if you're a woman. And now they got preachers saying that you can marry a man can marry a man, or a woman can marry a woman. You know, this is obviously wrong. It's not what God intended. It's not what God put in motion. But that's enemy works to destroy mankind. He tempts people to sin, then he accuses us before God. And, you know, the enemy is full of debauchery. He'll go as low as you let him go. And you can't. Some things, if you do it, there's a disaster attached to it. But when you're complete in him and you live that way, then you don't depend on others to make the difference. You don't depend on a spouse or situations to make the difference. You can focus on the Lord and obey him. Before you get married, you got to consider, is this the person I want to spend the rest of my life with? Yes, okay. Will she want to spend the rest of her life with me? Does she enjoy my company? Do I enjoy her company? Do we both love God? What's our position on God? All these are facts you got. Where do we want to live? What do you want like doing? You got to put thought into everything. And the more word of God you receive in your heart, the more you understand. And the more you know about yourself, the better decision you can make. Sometimes you're married to the most, possibly the best person for you. The enemy can camouflage things and make it look like you didn't, and make somebody else look better. He can use illusions. Remember this also, some people are desperate to get married, and they will act like you want them to, or like they think you want them to. And they won't act like they're used to you. They'll act they'll read you like a book and act like you wish, you know, your wife would act. And they'll compliment you and they'll say things and they'll build you up. They won't tear you down. And you'll feel important. But when people don't live according to the word of God, they don't build their wife up and they don't build their husband up. And the enemy's trying to destroy your life anyway, so he'll just give other people the he'll tempt them to do those things, to do what should be done in within the marriage. He'll try to lure you out of the marriage. I've had all these things to happen before, but I saw it for what it was, because I received God's word and his love, and I didn't depend on people on the outside. People look like they look, but they can act like they want, you know, they'll act like they, according to how they think you want them to act. And by the Holy Spirit, I could see right through it. And I could tell that's what they were doing. And I seen other people do that to other people. The enemy tried to tempt me that way. He tried to lure me out. And I said, nope. I didn't fall for it because God was helping me. And I studied things. You know, I didn't take it personal. But I studied life to see how things work. I am a mechanic. I like to understand things. You can't live your life haphazard. Darkness will not just leave on its own. You have to drive it out. It's just like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He took his best friend and threw him off the front porch. Now, he shouldn't have done that, but that was coming. That was some kind of comedy routine they came up with. But that's precisely what you have to do to the enemy. You have to drive him out of your life. You have to throw him off your porch. Why not focus on the marriage you have? The one you gave your vows to. If they didn't leave you and want out of your life, then make the best of it. Build them up. Speak life and not death. Don't focus on their negative things. The negative things that are there, you can tell that they're there, but that's where you build from. If you encourage your spouse to fill their heart with the word of God, they won't be so needy. And some people want people to be needy towards them, but the problem is, everybody needs to be full of the word of God. And they'll be contributors to the relationship. And they can operate by love and not by void. If there's a void going on, God can fill that. And then you'll be healthy and you can enjoy the spouse God gave you without trying to turn them into your crutch. And I learned this is a story behind everything I learned. The Lord said, break every crutch. Don't look at your wife as a crutch. You don't need a wife to be saved, to stand. Do what's right because you love God, and be a blessing to your wife. And don't depend on her to be a blessing to you. These are the concepts that you get from the Word of God if you do them. If you do these things, understanding will form. The sons of Issachar, they had understanding in a time of turmoil when most people didn't understand. When you look at the warfare, the calling of God, what God has given you to do, the concepts he gave us in his word, they all work together to help us win in life. They all work together to help us build our lives and do what God said do. They all work together. Even the things that you wonder about, ask the Lord about it. Seeking you will find. Knocking will be open to you. You can learn from the Lord. You don't have to be a preacher. One of the worst things that people do is go ask somebody all the questions that God spoke, that they should be asking the Lord. If you ask the Lord, God will send, he'll answer you through who he chooses to answer, to give you the answer through. Sometimes people can answer your question. That's fine if you ask a minister. It's not wrong. It's just not best. It's better to ask the Lord and be a student and live with your ears open to the Lord. And he's going to call somebody to say whatever it is you need. He loves you. He wants you to know him. And he wants you to go forward. He doesn't want you to go backwards. He wants you to understand things. He wants you to be truthful. When you have understanding and love in your heart, he'll show you needs and he'll show you how to pray for people. Now, when this happens, ministry, remember, ministry is personal. God can show you some personal things about people and never betray a person with the knowledge of God. Don't ever use the knowledge God gave you and tell people embarrassing things about one of his people. Ministry is very personal. Keep secret things secret. You know that God wouldn't want anybody to tell about something that you did that was embarrassing. So when God show you something that people are doing or saying or not understanding and it's personal, you have to use discretion. And if you can do these things, if you can operate, if you can handle holy things with maturity, my friend, God will give you more. He'll show you how to help his people. When you know you love them, it's important. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll give you understanding forms as you study the word of God and cherish it. And keep holding things holy. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.